Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm your captain, Alex. I look after social media marketing and events at Look Mum No Hands, a Cycle Cafe Bar Workshop on 49 Old Street, London. And I'm joined by my stoker.
Sleeping in the back this time. I'm Jenny. I'm the director of the London Bike Kitchen. We are a do-it-together workshop in Hackney. And we teach people how to fix their own bikes through classes, drop-in sessions, and our women and gender variant WAG nights.
Today, friends, it's just me and Jenny in the studio.
Just the two of us.
Oh, we can make it if we try. In beautiful Fitzrovia, London, in Wardour Studios. Yeah, we have a bunch of different things to talk about today. We have an amazing sponsor, Katusha.
Katusha Sports. Google it.
Just Google it. Do you want to talk about the kit?
Yeah, so as part of our sponsorship, I got some swag just in time for the Dunwich Dynamo, which, honestly, this year I did not have fun. I really didn't enjoy it. It was during that period where we had the heat wave in July. And I've talked about the Dun Run before. It's that ride from London Fields to Dunwich, about 200 kilometers at night. It's the night of the Saturday closest to the full moon. And it was when we were having that heat wave. And I thought, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be, you know, wearing t-shirt and shorts, riding to the sea and like delirious, but it'll be fun. And then the weather turned that day. I was wearing some of the Katusha kit. And it's a good thing they sent me this extra base layer because it got cold. And then when we got to Dunwich, it rained. And we were just miserable, totally miserable. I've got pictures I'll share.
I'll put a link below if you're looking miserable.
I'll post it on the Instagram. Me and Karen and Sita, there's a great picture of us just glaring at the camera. We're just like, fuck you. Fuck this. Why did we do this again? And we thought, like, we need to write a, like, I need to set a time capsule to myself to be opened, like, yeah, in July next year.
You dig it up and you slowly open it and it says type 2 fun.
Yeah. No, this was like type 3 fun. This was like, I'm not having fun now and I didn't have fun afterwards. I'm going to open that time capsule up and it's going to say, don't do it. I know you're thinking about it right now. Don't
do it.
I've weirdly got an interview with Pascal, actually. He's one of our regulars at Look Mum, yeah, about doing the Dun Run.
Nice.
So play that for you now. Hi, friends. I'm outside Look Mum No Hands, and I'm with...
Pascal Volney.
You gone done the Dun Run.
Yeah. That's it. Dun Run. Done it there and back, which, reflecting on it, was kind of crazy, but fun at the same time.
Yeah, not a lot of people do it there and back. Why did you decide to do that?
Just because we're crazy. There's no ifs and buts about it. Two ciders beforehand.
Just two ciders?
Just two ciders. I was being a really good boy. Yeah, we just thought, right, getting a coach back would be a faff. Getting a train back would be a faff. We've got bikes. We've got legs. We can get food on the way. Why not? Let's just do it.
You were in like a group?
We started off about 8 people. And then sort of whittled down to 5. 2 people got, like, on the way there, basically, became very sane. The rest of us just got a bit more crazy as we went on and just egged on to go for it, getting back. Yeah, you just can't avoid it, really, if you're crazy.
If you're crazy, do the Dun Run there and back. Can you just describe something visual that happened?
There's this sea of flashing lights. So there's points of the ride where there's no road lights whatsoever. You're a down country lane and you just see a sea of flashing lights. And you get some kind of random happenings. So things like temporary traffic lights in the middle of nowhere. And you pull up to it and you wait. And then you think, why am I waiting? There is absolutely nothing ahead. It's a dark country lane and there's no one around. So you start to go through. You don't realise that along country lanes, there are cars and stuff that come pretty fast. And one decided to just pop up in the middle of the night. And we're talking, must have been about roughly midnight. And one particular cyclist who had quite a bit to drink decided that his best route out of that situation was to jump into a bush. The car naturally stopped. He wasn't going very fast anyway. Said cyclist was stuck in the bush and everybody with loads of laughter involved helped him out and we were back on our way. But you know, one of the beauties of the Dynamo is that everybody does it. It doesn't matter what you're on. I mean, you get guys that are on fixed, guys that are on serious road bikes, you know, guys that are on Dutch bikes. Everyone is doing it and it's not so much about how fast you make it there or anything like that. It's actually enjoying it along the route. You know, there's loads of stops, there's lots of pubs, there's a bicycle shop that's open about halfway, there's a fire station where you can stop off and get loads of stuff as well. And it's the spirit of the Dynamo, the fact that everyone is there enjoying cycling and enjoying the fact it's a fun activity. And it's a fun event.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. And keep cycling.
Maybe I should have drunken more.
Should have drunken more, Jenny. Yeah. Makes ride good.
The whiskey shots at the end were the what helped me get to the end.
Yeah, whiskey solves a lot of problems.
Man, that was good.
Anything else you want to say about the kit?
The Katusha kit, the colours, I'm going to say it. I'm not a fan on the website, right? Because you can't really see, I don't know, maybe photography's not great.
Is it a blue kit? Is it a green kit? You don't really know.
You don't really know. And then it arrived and I was like, oh, this is actually quite nice. Like the pictures are wrong. It's the wrong color. It's actually this really nice light turquoise, which is quite trendy right now. There's some navy blue and this really amazing pattern on the navy blue, which reminds me Japanese sci-fi posters from the 1970s, like those kind of lines kind of going everywhere. And I think it looks quite good. They've mixed it with navy blue and gold trim and white trim as well, which it actually looks quite classy.
Mm.
And I remember looking at it going, this is too nice for me.
You're like, I don't deserve this.
It does look really nice, yeah.
I mean, just look at, it's this navy blue. The shorts are great. Navy blue shorts with white bands around the thighs and then a gold trim. And it just looks really nice and they fit really well. Except, this is my one point of contention and where they could improve. The bib short straps are quite loose on me.
They haven't got any stitching on them, have they?
No, they're kind of cool. It's like laser cut. It's got like silicone coating, but not like those thin strips. It's just on the underside, the whole white band has it is a sticky coating, not a non-stick coating.
A subtle sticky coating.
But they're too long. They're too long. I have a short torso. It feels a bit baggy. But that base layer was great. Saved my life. They pack down really small. My boyfriend stuffs his in his little tool pouch. And when he goes riding in the morning, he's like, oh, it's cold. I'll just pull out my base layer and put it on.
So we came up with a slogan, which was, hey, it's not actually that bad. It's pretty good.
Better than you thought it was.
Ding. Thank you, Katusha. This Saturday, I went to the Urban Hill Climb. I've actually never been before.
How was it?
It was super fun. I got told off for smoking.
What? Why?
Because I was puffing away and drinking some cider, and this woman came over like, I'm trying to take a picture of my kids, and there's just a plume of smoke. Were you vaping?
No, I just had a cigarette, but it just happened to be in front of a family, like, earnestly trying to cheer on their kid. And there's me, like, blah, blah, blah. Ah.
What did you do?
I put my cigarette out straight away. I was like, I'm so sorry. World. Yeah, I should have been like, it's a free street, lady. it felt kind of badass and also awful. I also didn't realise how long that course is. I came in through the park and assumed it started there, but then I actually walked from the top all the way down, and it is a long old...
What, Swains Lane?
Yeah.
I thought they started at the bottom of the hill.
No, it's quite long.
I do it every year with Bike Kitchen. We do the Halloween hell climb.
That's a long old route all the way down. So, well, walking down after realising how far everybody had gone up, well, I got the start time. I went to cheer on Nilsi and I got her start time. So I was at the top like, well, she should have started by now. You know, and you're like, oh, it's because it took her all that time to cycle up.
Yeah.
And then it just gets savagely steeper.
Oh, yeah.
The best spot is right at the top because you get to just watch everybody really struggling.
There is one point where it just goes almost vertical. And that's the best part to probably watch. Pain face.
Another fun thing was a dad, I'm assuming, with his daughter in the front of a cargo bike. And he just started weaving because he couldn't make it up the hill. And I'm there, like, with Instagram. And he, like, weaved into me. And I was just like, stay still, do it for the gram. Nearly took me out. And I was like, yeah, get the shot. So a pedal me, but pedal me's electric assist. So that shot up. If you don't know Pedal Me, I'll put a link below, but they're very interesting taxi bicycles. And what else did I see? Well, some people go so fast you don't even have time to cheer them on.
So it's not like everyone starts at the same time. It's a timed...
Yeah, so it is actually like... I know Casper, who organised it, said it's like done with like a governing body.
Casper from Rollapalooza?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he organises it.
Amazing.
And it's an official set time. Like you and everybody gets given trackers so that they can track you from the bottom to the top. So, but they mixed it up. So it wasn't all men, women. It was all different people starting it. We made it really fun.
Yeah.
You just had no idea who was coming next.
Oh, I love that. I'm sad I missed it.
So, and I, because I'd never been before because I didn't have anybody to cheer on.
Yeah.
But now that I did, I cheered on Nilsi and Pascal, but you start to just want to cheer everybody. Everybody's screaming and shouting. You're like, yeah! It's really fun. I recommend it.
How did Nilsi do?
I've got a little clip and I'll play that for you now.
Hi friends, editor Alex here. I was a bit drunk and I fucked this recording up, so please bear with it. It's only 1 minute long.
How do your thighs feel?
You know what? My thighs actually don't feel that bad now, but my ovaries are killing me because my period just started as I got to the top of the hill, which is fantastic. Like, timing of my period is really, really good these days. No, I'll be honest, the first 5 seconds, my thighs were really talking to me a lot, mainly swear words. It was super hard. It was so hard. I can't believe how hard it was. And I couldn't breathe because I was really nervous for some reason. I was like totally fine. And then as soon as I got to the start line, I was like, I'm really nervous. I'm really nervous. But no, the crowd were cheering me up all the way. So managed to get to the top out of the seat. I did it.
Would you do it again?
Yes, now that I've had about 5 minutes to recover, yes, I would totally do it again. But at first I was like, fuck this stupid event. Who does this? Oh, I do.
You do it now.
Thanks, Nilsi.
All right.
But she said she started her period halfway up and was like, no!
Halfway up?
Yeah, just imagine her womb like, nope.
Not now.
No. So I went to the Women and Cycling Conference. Apparently they've been doing it for 6 years.
Oh.
I don't know the full details, but I saw it online via Jenny months and months ago, and I actually forgot that I was going. You know, like a week before, you're like, oh, yeah. Crap, I'm going to this thing. That was at TFL. And we'll put Anna's tweet below because TFL has the worst cycle parking facilities.
That's hilarious.
Ironically. And they all seemed very concerned about all these women with their bicycles turning up. They were like, Hilarious.
Shaking my head.
Hilarious. I'll also put another picture to the way they announced the lineup. It was like a cipher for an escape room. Had no idea, like, who was on and when. There was no information about who was speaking, when, what, until I turned up.
Yeah, there was nothing online And I found it really frustrating. I wanted to know kind of more content of what was going to be happening at the event.
I want to say I had a good time because it was really good to meet and connect with other people. But I think it was a shame that it wasn't recorded, either audio or Facebook.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live, and at the event I got like possessed by a Twitter demon because no one else was tweeting about it, so I just took it on myself to do it. So I don't know if anybody noticed on the Look Mum account that day, I just suddenly was like, I'm at this thing and this is what's happening, because I wanted other people to kind of slightly be aware of what was happening and what was going on.
I think it's really good. It's like doing a public service.
I'm doing my best, everybody. Highlights that I'm going to talk about: Isabel from Wheels for Wellbeing. I'll put links below. Wheels for Wellbeing, an organisation that help disabled cyclists have access and try out all different types of cycles. You don't say bicycle because that's two. So all different hand cycles and tricycles and more. Bikes and Babies?
Oh, Ruth.
Yeah.
Ruth Anna.
And she talked about the work that she does helping families get access to cargo bikes. They also do a scheme where you can borrow them for free.
Yeah, they've got like a cycle library.
Yeah, and it all packs up in a cargo bike. So they're mobile, so they can turn up anywhere and give you access to all different types of cargo bikes, because obviously you don't want to go out and just buy one without trying it, because your kids might scream the entire time that they're in it, or you might not like it, or it might not fit down some of the roads that you live on. All that kind of stuff. That was really amazing.
That's a great idea.
So clever. The Bicycle Ballet, have you heard of that?
No.
She's called Karen Poli, but they do like ballet or art performances with bicycles. And they did a piece inspired by Kat Young Nichols' Bikes and Bloomers.
Oh, amazing.
So that was like, oh, I already know about that.
And were they wearing the outfits?
They wore like weird adapted versions.
Ah, okay.
Inspired by Victorian women's cycle wear. And they do all sorts of things of getting people on bicycles. They do public performances like out in the public realm. So it's a kind of really interesting art project that allows people access to bicycles, access to movement. And they had a Cambridge project, Cam Cycle. So it's like Cambridge's cycling campaign, talking about that lots of women already cycle there, but what they can do to make that better. They had a Dutch woman talking about, obviously, it's amazing in the Netherlands, but they still have a long way to go. Obviously, it'd be nice if other people could know about that.
Yeah, because I was on the list because I had signed up to get a ticket. Then I couldn't go because I was working. And they asked for questions for the panel. And I noticed the panel was fairly white, middle-aged women. And I was like, this doesn't feel... And I think the theme of the conference was like cycling for everyone or something like that. And I was like, that's not everyone. And so I asked the question, you know, how do you get more women of color and people with disabilities riding bikes?
Yeah, I recorded their answer. Obviously, you don't know who's who because I didn't record everybody introducing themselves, but I recorded their response.
No, I'm curious what your response was.
My response was, it was really, really interesting to read out someone's question who wasn't there. That in itself was quite interesting to me, knowing it wasn't being recorded. So I then whipped my phone out to record it. But everybody on the panel, they didn't know how to tackle the race issue. And so they dodged it and talked about disability and disabled cyclists instead. So I wasn't that impressed.
Well, there's a lot of room for improvement.
There is. I gave them my card, the organisers, and said, I'm more than happy to help with social media for the next one. I do think it's an important thing to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't perfect. A lot of things aren't. And it was good to get a load of people in a room together and talk to each other. But I think more and more, I think, you know, we're aware that you can do a lot more at events now. And you should always think a little bit more about who are on the panel, who did the panel represent? Are we doing our best to make it as diverse as possible? Yeah. Fingers crossed for the next one. Maintenance tip of the pod.
So I thought that it would be good if I imparted some knowledge in every episode. And hopefully you, dear listener, will take on this knowledge and get to know your bicycle a little bit better. So today's tip is quite simple, but quite important. It's pumping up your tires to the correct pressure. So keeping your tires pumped to their correct pressure will help prevent punctures, protect your rim, and provide you with a pleasurable ride. Pumping tires is also really great for your triceps. So how much to pump? We get asked this question a lot at LBK. And the delightfully frustrating answer is that it depends. Your first port of call is the sidewall of your tire. It should give you a range like 50 to 80 PSI or 3.5 to 5.5 bar. I saw a tire measured in atmospheres once, like ATM. I was like, I have no idea what that means.
Just feel like the vibe.
Yeah.
Whatever the atmosphere is in the tires, you'll just know.
Whether you stick to the upper or lower end of the range is up to you, but is also up to your terrain. Running a slightly lower pressure will be more comfortable, especially on bigger tires, and good for inclement weather. But at full tilt, you'll get more protection from potholes and the bike will feel faster, but maybe not necessarily actually go faster. There's controversy over this, and you can find more information on the internet. The next thing you need to know is whether you've got a Presta or a Schrader valve. The Presta valve is the race valve found on more higher pressure tires. You have to unscrew this tiny little knob at the top, and then you push it down and it goes tss. That's a Presta valve. The other one is the Schrader valve. It's das Auto valve. And I found out today that Schrader is a family name, like Allen Key. Family brand name. Like Allen keys are actually hex keys. That's the official name. So Schrader valves.
They're the ones that just look like a tube with a hole in, right?
The same ones that cars have. Auto valve. And get a really good track pump. It's the kind that a floor pump with a gauge. And pump away. How often? Every couple of weeks. You know, get it to the point where you can pump up your tires and you feel how hard it is and get to know how hard that is. And then in the future, you don't really have to keep checking with the pump. You'll just know by squeezing. Yeah, keep those tires pumped. We'll keep your mechanic happy.
Keep your tires happy.
Yeah.
Because I heard about that, like the tire wall can get weaker.
Yeah.
And it can wear. You know, and you're like, what?
They crack.
What?
So underinflation is really bad. It can cause snake bite punctures.
Snake bites. Yeah. They suck.
Good drink, bad tire.
It's when your tire just wants to make out with the curb and the curb bites back.
Yep. Or you get the cracks in the tire sidewall because it's underinflated.
Who knew, right? Keep them pumped.
Really
get pumping.
Get pumped.
Maintenance tip of the pod. Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
All the tires out there are like, thank you.
Jenny, talk about your books.
Yeah, so...
Wait, does everybody know Jenny wrote a book? If you didn't know Jenny wrote a book, there's a link below where you can buy it. It's an amazing Christmas gift.
Yeah. Oh, God, you said the C word.
I did, I'm sorry. It's an amazing gift.
It's called How to Build a Bike, and it came out last October. And then this year, just this past month, it's come out in not only French, but Italian.
Très bien.
So if you want to...
I don't know how you say amazing in Italian.
Va bene.
Va bene. I know prego, which is
prego.
Welcome.
I know vaffanculo, which means go fuck yourself.
Great.
So if you want to prepare for Brexit and need to move back to Europe like me, I've got two textbooks now of bike stuff in Italian and French. So the French book is called Construire, Réparer son vélo, and I butchered that.
Oh my God, are you going to be a part-time butcher?
Fabriquer un vélo à sa mesure. I prefer the Italian version, which actually, it looks like bike date, but is pronounced bike date, which is a play on the Italian word for DIY, which is fai date. So they're saying bike date, like DIY. I quite like that.
Nice.
Es una guida facile per costruire la tua bici. Bici? Bici.
Oh my God! I'm sorry to all our like French Italian listeners.
I'm sorry. I'm learning. I'm tired.
Tired and I'm learning. It's fun.
We don't sell the Italian or French versions. Maybe we should. I don't know. London's a pretty international city. But there's a lot of independent retailers in France and Italy that are selling this book. So you can look up those. We can put links.
I'll put links below if you want to buy them in the three languages. What's coming out next?
Well, I don't know. The Germans said no.
Oh.
I think they're already like, yeah, we know how to do this.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe Spanish.
Who knows? Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. What's coming up?
Well, I have loads of shit coming up. I look at my hands. Cycle speed dating.
Hi friends, Editor Alex here. I was a bit late getting this episode out, but cycle speed dating happened on Sunday the 14th of October. It's not online yet, so keep your eyes peeled for another cycle speed dating event for men and women on Sunday the 9th of December.
If you are gay, queer, please get in touch with them and let them know, because they are keen to organise those events, but they just, you don't get enough sign-ups, because we've done a few like gay women events and like four people came. They all got on really well. But it was, you want a few more people to have the dates be worth it.
Mm.
So that is on the 14th, Sunday, October at 49 Old Street. I'll put a link below. It's super fun. I've been to them. Everybody there, you all have something in common. You like bikes. You're single. Go! And we also have Cycle Hoops 10th birthday party.
Wow, 10 years.
10 years of Cycle Hoop. Cycle Hoop, if you don't know, they organise really fun, cool bike parking. They do some of the covered ones you've seen maybe in your area. So yeah, they are 10 years old. It's on Thursday, the 1st of November. There will be free booze. There will be free food. Come and get trashed. Speaking of getting trashed, you can also come to the launch of the Bicycle Film Festival, which maybe, hopefully by the time I've posted this, the information is online, but the launch is Thursday the 22nd of November at Look Mum No Hands. It will be like an intro night to the full festival running over the Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and we'll have free booze. No free food, but
booze is food.
Delicious liquid food. So come along to those.
We are trialing a new class right now. It's called PINA, Plan Your Next Adventure. So we're stepping a bit away from bike maintenance for this one. And it's more how to plan your route, how to pack your bike, and what to bring with you. We're still kind of figuring out. We just did our first test class. We got some really good feedback. And we're going to kind of rejig it a bit. So keep your eyes peeled for that one coming up. We've also restructured our wheel building class. It's now 3 hours long and half the price. So we're hoping to get more people trying wheel building. I think the initial... So now we're divvying it up into bite-sized chunks. The first is just to learn how to build a wheel on our stuff, and it's a front wheel, so we don't talk about dishing. And then the second part two, you get to build your own wheel and you get to take it home with you, which we've never done before. So we're going to be testing this out. We'll see how it goes. Modeled a bit after what Sugar Wheel Works does. Sugar Wheel Works is a women run wheel building workshop in the US, but we've got Judith from Stayer Cycles teaching our classes now, and she's very good and keen and excited to bring wheel building to the masses.
Amazing. Yeah. I'll put a link below. sign up and build a wheel. Shout out to Helen Sharp for listening to the show. You know who you are.
If you like what we do, don't forget to like, don't forget to rate us on iTunes, and don't forget to subscribe.
And share this podcast with your buddies.
Until next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.